Welcome to Get Taboo, the podcast, where we explore the strange, the intuitive, and the unexplained. Here is your host and companion into the mysterious side of life, psychic medium Feather.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Feather. Welcome back to Get Taboo. Today, we're going to do a little technique to help us unwind, ground, settle in, okay? You've been feeling frayed, like your nervous system is all over the place, chaotic, maybe dealing with a lot of drama, stressed, anxious, worried, like your nerves are buzzing, just like you're buzzing, like all over the place. Your thoughts might be racing, your patience is thin, you're quick to anger, and your body feels like it's running on stress fumes. It's just all anxiety, all stress, or just overwhelmed. So your body might also be feeling some chest tightness. Your shoulders might be slunched over. Your back of your neck might be hurting because you feel like you're carrying a lot of weight. You may be on edge, quick to anger, lash out at anyone or anything that comes your way, not even realizing it, not meaning to. It just, with everything that's happening in life and everything that we have to do with kids and work and bills and home ownership and all of the things and all the stuff, just sometimes things get a little overwhelming. So we're going to bring that down a little bit, okay? And a lot of times we don't like to talk about it, okay? We're going to fix that right now in just a few minutes. And today I'm going to show you one of the simplest, most powerful grounding tools you can do. And it's called heart-centered breathing. Okay? No, this isn't meditation or taking a deep breath, although we do. This is intentional. It's focused, it's centering, and honestly, it's a little magical in how quickly it works sometimes. And if you're open to trying it, we'll do it here. We'll do it live. And if you're in podcast land out there, you can do it along with us too. Just make sure you're in a safe place and not driving or something like that. So when you're stressed or anxious, your breathing gets shallow and fast. Your breathing changes. You don't realize it's really fast and really shallow. Like we don't even realize we're doing it. But that signals the nervous system to say in fight or flight. And then your body thinks, oh, something's wrong. Even if you're just answering emails, answering phones, taking care of bills, or replaying a conversation in your head. We just stay stuck in that fight or flight, that survival mode. And our stress chemicals in our body are pumping like crazy. So all the cortisol and all the stress hormones are going crazy in our system, which is causing issues within our body on a cellular level, chemical and cellular level. So heart-centered breathing shifts that. It helps us shift that. When you bring your awareness to your heart area, okay, your heart chakra or your heart area, okay, this is your chest, your heart center. When you bring your awareness to your heart area and you slow your breathing down, a few powerful things begin to happen. Your nervous system begins to regulate. Your heart rhythm becomes more coherent and steady. Your brain gets the message, we're safe. We're safe. It's okay to relax. Your body softens. Your mind clears. It helps ground you. It helps to center you, and it brings you back home within yourself, okay? And the best part is you can do this anywhere, in your car, at your desk, at lunchtime, before a difficult conversation or meeting, or when you just feel it and you just need a moment, okay? So when your anxiety starts creeping in for no reason, maybe you're overthinking some things, some bills that have got to be paid or a relationship that you have. So let's go ahead and do this together, okay? So I want you to sit comfortably or lay comfortably wherever you are. Make sure you're in a safe place and you're not driving, because this is intentional. We're going to be focusing here, okay? This is easy to do. I want you to have your feet on the floor or just lay comfortably if you're laying down, okay? Uncross your arms. Let your shoulders drop. You might want to roll your shoulders back a couple of times. Just get a little stretch on your neck. And if you feel comfortable, I want you to gently place your left hand over the center of your chest and your right hand over your left hand. I was like, which hand am I using? Yes. Left hand over the center of your chest and then your right hand over that, like this. Okay. Doesn't have to be perfect. We're just sitting here. Okay. First of all, touch is very healing. And it's very calming to just sit here and put a little pressure, not too much pressure where you're smushing yourself, but just a little pressure. So you can feel that your hands are sitting there. Okay. Take a deep breath. We're just going to soften our energy right now. I want you to close your eyes if you feel safe doing that. Or soften your gaze if you can. Make sure that the TV's not catching your attention, or, you know, you're just, you know, there's not a lot of chaos or activity going on where you are. Okay. Deep breath. Just a gentle breath. Exhale gently, closing your eyes or softening your gaze. Now imagine that you're breathing in and out through your heart area. Now, this is going to take a little practice. Some of you are a little more practiced at meditation and things like that, and imagery and visualization. So this is going to be easy for you. But when you breathe in, just imagine that you are breathing in through your heart space. What does that mean? Just imagine that you have, the way that I do it is I imagine that on the back of my hands, there is an airflow, okay, like a hole. And when I breathe in, that fills up my lungs, okay, and expands my lungs. And then when I breathe out, it's going out of the same hole or the same flow. Breathe in. Breathe out, okay? You're going to be breathing in through your mouth. But imagining that you're breathing in through your heart center. Your air is going into your heart center, okay? You're going to breathe out through, excuse me, you're going to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And you're going to be imagining that you are breathing in through your heart center and breathing out through your heart center, okay? Breathing in through your heart center and breathing out through your heart center. But in reality, in through the nose, out through the mouth, okay? So sit up straight and tall if you can. Roll those shoulders a little bit. Close your eyes if you want to. It's going to take a little focus and a little effort. So it's just slow breaths in through your nose. It's kind of weird. It's okay. Out through your heart center. Okay, so just keep doing this. In, into your heart center, into your chest. Let it travel down your chest. Just feel the expansion of the breath in your breast area, your chest area, expanding your lungs, and gently exhale through your mouth. Okay, good. Just keep doing this. We're not in any hurry. Slow inhale. Hold it. Exhale through the heart center. All right, good. Just keep going with that. Okay. And with every inhale, make sure that you hold, when you inhale, you hold that breath for a few seconds before you exhale. Gentle breathing. Okay. And as you exhale, every time you exhale, I want you to just feel yourself relaxing your shoulders, your neck, your back, any part of you that might be tense. Just kind of breathe out a little more tension every time. And as you breathe, imagine your breath moving in and out of your heart like a soft wave. An expansion and then a release, like the ebb and flow of the tide. And out. The ebb and flow of the tide. Good. In and out. Very nice. Very nice. And as you breathe, I want you to breathe. Imagine your breath moving in and out of your heart. Again, like the tides move. Okay. If you can imagine the wave coming in and then going out again, it's rhythmic. It's soft, it's subtle, it's gentle. Okay. Just keep doing that. All right. Now one more time, breathe in. Hold it. Exhale. Now on your next one, I want you to continue breathing and bring up a feeling of appreciation or warmth. Appreciation for your heart. Appreciation for your breathing. Appreciation for your body and your cells and your arms and your legs and your eyes and your nose and your senses. Touch, taste, see, hear, feel, intuition, whatever it may be. Bring appreciation to all of those parts of you that work in unison without you even doing anything. Your brain, your thoughts, your intelligence, your emotions. And just thank them quietly to yourself as you continue to breathe. You can do every time you breathe in, you can appreciate one thing and breathe out. And the next time you breathe in, appreciate something else. A nice appreciation rhythm. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be over the top. Just bring appreciation to what you are, who you are, and the fact that your body works together all the time. Maybe not great, but appreciate it anyway, okay? It could be somebody you love. Bring appreciation to someone you love. So continue breathing as I'm talking. Breathe in. Think about someone you appreciate and love. You appreciate your job. You can appreciate your pet. You can appreciate a favorite memory or a compliment someone gave you. You can appreciate the sunlight on your skin. This really works well when you're outside. You're appreciating the sound of the wind and the birds and the sun on your skin, or the warmth of your home in the winter, whatever it may be. Your morning coffee. I appreciate my morning coffee this morning because it has been days since I've had proper creamer. And for my coffee fans out there, you know what I'm talking about. It's important. It just makes the coffee magical to have the proper creamer. Okay. Just breathe in. Appreciation when you breathe in. Hold that thought and appreciation. Breathe out. Breathe in again with another appreciation or someone else to appreciate. Your job, your money, your bills being paid, or a bill being paid. Anything you choose to appreciate, okay? I want you to breathe it in, appreciate it, and breathe it out and exhale, okay? And notice what's happening in your body, okay? Now I want you to stop the appreciation. I want you to continue the breathing, breathing in through your heart, like the ebb and flow of the tide, and breathing out through your heart space. And now I want you to think about how your body feels. Do you feel calmer? Is your mind going all over the place? Like maybe your jaw is unclenched. Maybe your shoulders are not as tight. Maybe the back of your neck isn't stressed or heavy. Maybe that stomach softens. Maybe you've had a bubble in your stomach or tightness or hardness in your solar plexus or stomach area, and maybe that's gone. Maybe your thoughts have slowed down. Appreciate that. Okay, that's your nervous system regulating. And I want you to take a deep breath in. Thank you, nervous system. Thank you, heart, for helping me to regulate, ground, and center. Breathe out. And in, appreciate it one more time. And exhale. That's your body shifting from stress into safety and feeling like you do care. And because you do care, just sometimes life gets overwhelming and we don't take the time to sit and uncomplicate things. And it doesn't have to be complicated to uncomplicate things or to ground or to center. The right practice. Sometimes meditation isn't easy because we've got all of this stuff going on. And I want you to just sit here for a few more moments. Appreciate each other. Appreciate the world. Appreciate food. Appreciate whatever it is you want to. Appreciate feeling a little more relief. Slow, steady, gentle in. Hold it. Exhale. And if your mind wanders, that's okay. Nothing is perfect. Just bring it back to the heart space and remember to focus on what it, imagining you breathing in through your heart space and out through your heart space, like the tide. You're not trying to force calm. You're allowing it. One more slow breath in. I appreciate you for being here today, liking, sharing, subscribing, and listening to the podcast out there and checking out my websites. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much. And a long, easy breath out. When you're ready, you can sit with this as long as you'd like. You can do this as often as you want. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Stretch your arms out to the front and to the side and above you and just get a nice shoulder roll. Maybe you want to stretch a little bit if you're laying down or stand up and stretch. But a nice cleansing deep breath to finish it up and appreciate the moment. But sit there gently and just notice the difference. And don't forget to comment down below the difference that you felt when you decided to take a moment for yourself, to care for yourself and center and ground yourself. Until next time, I'm Feather. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Get Taboo. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it. Follow the show and submit your own story at gettaboo.com. I'm your host, Feather. Stay curious and stay just a little bit taboo.